Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 365 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you're doing well, and as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Joel.
Hello, Pat. My name's Joel Hiskett of Look Like a Local, a travel and tourism podcast where we interview local residents of travel destinations to find out where the locals go to eat, play, shop, etc. And one of the easiest aspects that I thought of this, you know, idea would be to contact the recommended businesses of the podcast and get them to share the podcast within their network. So, for example, if someone recommends Bob's Barbecue on the podcast, I would contact Bob's Barbecue through Facebook, email, or, you know, phone or whatever, and say, hey, you were recommended. Would you like to share it with your network? And they would say, of course, because it's free advertising. It's word of mouth advertising. And I'm finding a 10% success rate. I've done it through Facebook, email. I've called them and I get a positive reply like, hey, yeah, that sounds great. But rarely do they actually share it with their network. And I was hoping that you would have some ideas where I could up that success rate to try to get the word of mouth advertising about Look Like a Local out there so that I can grow my audience a little bit quicker. With that said, Pat, thank you so much for everything you do, man. You've been a big inspiration and hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Joel, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. First of all, I love the idea that you are interviewing locals so people can look like a local. I think that's a fantastic idea, and I think you've taken it a step further and have gone about it in a really smart way in terms of promoting it. So whenever anybody recommends a business, which they all will do, obviously, when any of the locals recommend a business, you reach out to those businesses and say, hey, you were featured. Why don't you help share this resource with your people? I think that's a great idea. I can see why the success rate is only 10% because a lot of people might not really think that it's actually going to help them. Although it is free advertising, they might not know how much. And also, a lot of these business owners, if you are indeed talking to the person who has the person in those businesses that are the decision makers, which is the person that you'd want to get with or talk to. That's the first thing that, you know, you're sending emails out, you're sending Facebook messages. Sometimes those people are going to be the Facebook managers or the social media managers or the receptionists. You know, you need to get to the decision makers, the PR person within their company. So that's the first thing I would mention. Try to get in contact with those people. But secondly, even if you are contacting those people or even talking to the business owners, perhaps, they're going to be very busy and they have a lot of things on their mind. I know because I'm a multiple business owner myself. And I get these opportunities that come my way that seem great And there's no reason for me not to do them. There's just a lot of things going on, and I either forget about them or they just aren't going to be a top priority for me. So one thing I will say and recommend that you do, Joel, is that you follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. So follow up with the people that you've reached out to. So if you reach out to somebody via email, for example, follow up with them 2 weeks later if they hadn't shared it and just say, hey, just want to make sure that you got this. And a lot of times those follow-ups are the key for a promotion effort like this. And I'll give you an example. When I was starting my site at foodtrucker.com, I reached out to about 300 food truck owners via cold email, telling them about the new website and also asking them a single question, which was, what's one thing you wish you knew before you got into the food truck business? Hoping that they would answer that question to get free advertisement, to get free exposure on the website in this roundup post that I was creating. And it was about 5% that responded back. I only got just a handful of responses back. But a couple weeks later, I followed up with everybody else who didn't reply. And of those people, about 40 people replied. So it was incredible. And the responses from those people were like, oh my gosh, I remember seeing this. I just didn't have time, but thank you for reminding me. A couple people had said, oh, I actually didn't get that initial message, which maybe they were just being nice, or maybe they did but didn't want to tell me. Whatever the case may be, there's no reason not to follow up. I mean, you are actually doing them a service by telling them about this. And if they aren't using it to their advantage, and it only makes them look better too, there's no reason not to do it. Now, there's obviously a line. You could email that person every single hour of every single day for a week and just be annoying, and you don't want to do that, obviously. But I think if you reach out and then you reach out again a couple weeks later, that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They just won't reply, and then they're a business that doesn't want free exposure. But you're going to get the businesses that do care to reply and also respond. Now, the final thing I want to say, Joel, is to make sure that when you are sharing this resource with your people, these businesses that people are recommending, make it easy for them to share. And make sure you're sharing something where they are obviously featured, where there's a link that they can go to and see right then and there. If you just give them your homepage, then they're not going to really either believe you or not see right away where their site or business or establishment is mentioned. So wherever you tell them to go, make sure that they are shown there and seen there and featured there in one way or another. And that's going to make it more likely that they're going to share it as well. If you wanted to go a level further, you can even create something like, for example, a click to tweet. So a pre-written tweet that you create that then promotes that page that they can just really easily click a button, or they go to a special link and they click a button and it tweets out that predetermined message for you to their followers. It just makes it really easy. Again, just trying to save them a lot of time. It shows that you've already done something for them and taken the time to create that for you. If you, again, I'm just thinking out loud here, maybe you create a video. One thing, because I'm thinking about what works on me because I'm so busy and I have a lot of attention, going here and there. And now that I say this, I'm probably going to get a lot of these, but that's okay. When people take the time to send me a quick video, I can't help but watch it. You know, people take the time to send me a video, and, you know, I know that even though it's fairly easy to create, which is good for you, I just feel like there's time that people put into it, even though they might not even spend as much time doing a video nowadays on their phone as opposed to the time it takes to write an email. But whatever the case may be, it's still high value, the video. And so if you wanted to shoot a video and just say, hey, Bob's Candy Shop. I don't know who Bob is or why he would own a candy shop, but hey, Bob's Candy Shop, you were mentioned by a local in your community that you are a great place to go to. Here you are featured on our website. Here's the link below in the description here in this private video on YouTube. Thank you so much. And if you wanted to share this, here's a link that you can share with all of your followers as well, just showing how awesome your establishment is. Cheers. Thanks. Take care. Joel. Awesome. Yeah, that's how I would go about it if you wanted to take it to the next level. Maybe test it out. Test it out and also follow up too. So hopefully that helps. Joel, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. Thanks so much. And here's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt to end the day, and that is, "To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.